Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's nice to see such a nice attendance tonight. School must be back in session again. It's been quiet for a few months here. First orders of business, it looks like we have three presentations tonight. One from Ms. Ramirez regarding the Spanish Club and EF Tour. Then we have one from Mr. Motville on the Railroaders Camp. And then we have a presentation from Mr. Chalbridge on the Elementary School Science Lab. So, start with Ms. Ramirez, if we could, please.
Yep, we're all set.
All right, so some of you may know that I always do the EF tour trips every 2 years. So I'm proposing to do that again in 2020. But I would like to add to that trip possibly a Spanish club. I have Mrs. Baker's name on there as well because she's willing to do a junior club with me. And we don't want a stipend. We just want to be able to have a club and maybe get some grants and maybe raise some funds to do some fun events with everybody. So I'd like to expand the interest in foreign language study. Create a fun environment to practice, learn more about other cultures, geography, and have fun. I've been involved with a professional learning community. We have teachers from Lake George, Fort Ann, Cambridge, all over the area. And like Lake George and Queensbury, they do a lot of stuff, but locally we can't do as much because we're small. So a Spanish club would allow me to maybe combine with Argyle to do a foreign language fair or something like that. So that's kind of what I'm looking at with those kinds of things. So also I used to belong to USA Dance, and a few years back I had Johnny Martinez come up, and we were right here in the LGI, and I had almost all the members of the school, and we did some Latin dance, and it was great fun, and the kids loved it. And some of the older kids that were involved in that have asked me, when are you going to do that again? Well, they tell me if I'm going to get a grant, I have to have something to deposit it in. So I need a club to get the funds to get those grants, to have the teacher come back up and teach those kids merengue and salsa and things like that like he did before. So that's part of why I'm looking for the club as well. So I want to raise money, which I just talked about, and I want to be able to get money from grants. Things that I would like to do, I'd like to cook with them, I'd like to watch movies with them, find a place to speak, maybe travel to some other schools. The Queensbury Foreign Language Fair is outstanding. I would love to be able to take a group of kids down to that. They have lip sync contests, things like that, and we could expand to doing something like that ourselves. And also for the Costa Rica trip. Every 2 years, I've done Costa Rica for quite a while now, and it's been a great trip. I've chosen three trips this time, which you can see the additional things on. One is just Costa Rica, one's just Panama, and one's a Costa Rica-Panama combination. I like the kids to be able to choose. They're paying for it. So I like them to be able to vote on it, and they could pick one of those trips. But also, you know, I've asked for school buses down, and thankfully I've been provided a school bus at least one way or whatever, but I've collected cans over 2 years by myself to pay for the charter bus the other way. So combination of the Spanish club with this, you know, I could have, there's the place where I bring my cans would let me keep a deposit thing fully open as long as I had a place where I could go and deposit the money afterwards for the Spanish club instead of me doing it, keeping track of all those nickels and dimes. you can go ahead. This was our last trip, whitewater rafting. Again, I would like the kids to be able to vote on which trip they would like. It's going to be their money. We'll probably go on the April break, because that seems to work out best with the kids with sports. We won't go till 2020, but, you know, it's a little bit of money, so if I can get approval, then they can decide on their trip. And then as soon as the kid puts down their down payment, they can pay monthly over 2 years, and they've locked in a price, so they're set. And the trip is great because we learn a lot, we do a lot, they see a lot, and they also meet a lot of other people. This last group made great friends with a group from Canada. And those are things you don't expect on a trip to Costa Rica, but they made great friends with a group from Saskatchewan, Canada. So that was a great trip. So that's my proposals. I'd like to be able to start a Spanish club to help fund some of these things I'd like to do for the kids, and I'd like to get approval for a 2020 trip to Costa Rica, Panama, or a Costa Rica-Panama combination. And I'm done.
Thank you.
What do we have up next? Okay. We're going to take action on those later.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some of you might be familiar with our transition program we have here in middle school. This is my 10th year starting into River Nation, and it's about 9 years we've been doing the transition program. It's a three-phase program. We start off in the spring, where the kids come down for a part of the day so they can follow a 6th grade or 7th grade and 5th grader. Then we have a combination phase, Alpha Helix, which is going to back. And then finally we have our River again, which is a 5-day over the summer visitation here at school, 9 to 2 o'clock. They give up a whole week of their school on summer vacation. And by the end of it, they wish they had another week. Believe it or not, that's actually summer. So I wanted to be able to share out some of the cool things that we've been able to do. And honestly, a lot of people may not realize all the extra layers and efforts that go into this. It's not just a couple of us in the building. It's really a collaboration between the administration, faculty, staff, and also reaching out to the community with Council of Prevention being able to help us out with some life skills training. And they actually do it pro bono. As part of our program we do in middle school, they come in to do some things that are paid for mostly by our COSA grants to do Too Good for Drugs and Too Good for Violence. And so they give us this program that would cost us about $1,600 for them to do. And so they have two counselors that come in and help me facilitate this program over the summer. And they foot the bill for the Friday Hewlett's picnic. So we tried to do this program experience because when I first got here, there really wasn't much of a thing. It was like a one-day orientation kind of program. And I wanted to be able to give the kids a chance to be able to not just have a one-shot deal. I wanted them to be able to practice some of the skills. So that's what we're trying to do curriculum-wise with the kids. Give them the knowledge, give them some experiences so they can apply that knowledge, and hopefully that turns into understanding. A lot of the kids that take this course, I keep track of them throughout the school year to see a comparison on behavioral referrals, tardy, absenteeism, and try to see the comparisons that were going on for the kids that actually go and participate in this versus those that don't get a chance to. And I say get a chance to because just because they didn't go doesn't mean they didn't want to. It is during the summer. Families have vacations. But we've created a Railroader Nation tradition to always have it the 3rd week of August every single year so that people can pre-plan their main trips. Like most of us like to do here in Whitehall. In the past, we've been able to also incorporate some lessons on math and ELA, as well as having fun and showing them it's not just about sitting there collecting all this information, sweating it out during a hot summer day. It is about making sure you're engaged in the classroom. That's one of the things that the teachers in 6th grade try to pull out of the kids is do your best and your best to quote Ms. Northrup. They want you to be able to be ready to hit the ground running when you hit the middle school. because in a few short years, they're going to be definitely doing that when they hit ninth grade. So you want to get those last few years of practice in there. Interestingly enough, when I first started this out, our first year, we only had 3 days of camp. It was only like 21 out of the 52 kids in the class that decided to join us. It was pretty good. That's still a lot of kids that actually have one-on-one, because it was just, at that year, it was just me doing this. But now, this year, we actually broke our little record. We had 38 students in this building that whole week. A lot of kudos to Certitech staff, too, by the way, for keeping that whole area clean and ready for us, for the kids to be able to use the lockers, to be able to use classrooms, etc. But even with the 5 other students that moved in literally a week later, yes, our enrollment is definitely up, because 14 of the 40 are in the middle school. But that's still a huge percentage of kids that are 11 years old that gave up their summer to come to school. I find that really, really awesome. And some of the cool things that they've been able to talk about, we're going to have some quotes up from them. I did a little survey of all the kids in the 6th grade, even the ones that didn't come, on what they thought about the program, how it benefited them, and or giving some feedback directly so we can make it better next year. But this is, again, talking about how within our whole transition program, when we start off with shadowing every spring, we work with the 5th grade team, work fabulously. Let me come up there, talk to the kids about what to expect in the middle school, and they also start to pre-plan for what they're going to come down for expectations when they come for their individual days. We usually take 4 to 6 kids per day and drop them down here. They ride the bus in and show up 7:15 like they normally would every other day if they're in middle school or high school. Which is a little interesting for them, because then they're not used to that. But I told them, the bonus is you get to go home early, because we go home a lot earlier than you guys do up in hell. So they get a little excited about that part. This is my favorite part, though, the next phase. When we go up on that 5th, 6th grade picnic, we get 2/3 of the middle school to be able to hang out together. So one of the reasons, the rationales behind doing that, is that when these kids come down, they're not the big fish in the sea like they are up in the elementary. They come down here, they're not even, they're barely a little egg compared to some of our seniors walking through the hallways. These guys come down, they at least get to know another 50 or 60 kids and have that relationship. That's what it's about, building relationships, because that's what's going to keep you away from things like bullying, feeling lonely, all those other things that we worry about or read about with our kids at this developing stage. They just want to belong and have a little bit of fun, of course. Do any of you guys in the back remember some of these days? Going up to River Camp? I had pictures. So I'll hide the pictures for you for a graduation. So. But the key part for me, at least, and some of the other folks, is if we want the kids to be able to be successful, they gotta have opportunities. If we don't give them opportunities to shine, then we can't expect to have great things come from them. So giving them a chance, even kids that have never been able to go up to Hewlett's, you wouldn't believe 22% of our kids have never been to Hewlett's that went. Never been. That's in our backyard, and it's a gem. But that's what we get to give them for experience, so they have that moment of pride. These are some of the quick little comments. I know it's probably hard for some of you to see in here, so they are in that packet. But my favorite is definitely up there. It's a fun experience and helped make me less nervous about entering the middle school. Key phrase in middle school. It's not high school. It's just built into high school. Okay, we'll try to support that. And my little mantra for this year is, it's not about the time you spend, it's about the moments you share. This is true in everything we do, and I know for a fact a lot of the middle school people I work with, this is the same mantra that they have every single day that they're students. That's it.
Thank you.
I think Mrs. Barber and I are up next.
We are thrilled to have the science lab. It is beautiful. She's got it looking incredible. The kids are excited. The teachers are excited. We have some new friends in there that I'm pretty sure there'll be a picture of up there somehow. Some of them got some funny names. I'm not sure how that worked out. But Mrs. Barber really has it looking great. I can't wait for it to really be rolling. It's for day
8,
so we haven't even really got through it. Well, we barely got through a full rotation.
Okay, so that's the science lab. It's almost all set up. I spent a lot of time this summer doing that. So basically, the Science Lab curriculum for this year is we are going to follow the next-gen standards in the Science Lab and in the classrooms. The Science Lab will run on a 6-day rotation like the regular specials do. I'll see grades 3 through 5 back-to-back days. Grades pre-K through 2, I'll see once through that 6-day cycle. I'll be having weekly meetings to plan and discuss curriculum with the classroom teachers and making sure that we are following those next-gen ed standards. We will be focusing mainly on physical science. That's going to be our primary focus. We will be teaching earth and space and life sciences, but the district did purchase physical science kits for grades K through 5, so that's going to be the main focus for this school year. So our kindergartners are going to learn about push, pull, and go. They're going to discover how motion and force are observable every day. Their kit is really cool, very basic. It's connects, there are little ramps, there's dominoes, little cars to just kind of, you know, teach them how to push, pull, and go. Second grade is introduction to chemistry. Their focus will be matter. They're going to explore the effect of mixing different kinds of matter and the effect of adding or taking away energy. Whoops, yes, I do have to use that one, right? In third grade, they're going to learn about forces and interactions, balanced and unbalanced forces. They're going to consider variables such as gravity, magnetism, friction, mass, and distance. And you can see the kits are on the side, and as we go through the grade levels, there's more and more materials in each one of those kits. In fourth grade, there is energy. They're going to learn about energy and the transfers and transformations that occur between them and how energy is used in the world around them. That piggybacks on what the fourth grade state test is, too. They do a lot with electricity, you know, conductivity. There's little solar panels in there so they can learn about how a solar panel works. In fifth grade, they're going to go to structures and properties of matter. They're going to make connections to physical and chemical properties, including volume, mass, freezing, the freezing points, melting point, boiling point, and the ability to form a mixture, mixed solutions. At the end of each one of the units, or the physical science units, there's like a culminating science and engineering building practice that they'll do, so they'll have the opportunity to build a whatever it's going to connect with, whatever the topic is, and they'll actually do some engineering in there too, which is really cool. I'm going to be doing science clubs in second grade. I'll be doing a chemistry club. I'll be doing a STEM club for third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade. And in fifth grade, we're also going to have the science fair back. It's already on the calendar for March 27th at 5 p.m., and I'm really excited about that because I started that 1,000 years ago, and now it's back again. So that's going to be really a really nice opportunity for our fifth graders. This summer, I did a summer camp with the fourth graders. It was a one-week camp. It ran from 9 o'clock in the morning until 12 o'clock. I had 18 kids just about every day. We built solar cookers and made s'mores. We built balloon cars out of cardboard and raced them down the hallways. We made thermometers. We used wind bags. We talked about electricity, positive and negative. We did some things with conductivity. We made rockets. The kids really enjoyed it. I think I may have enjoyed it more than them. Mr. D was able to get us a grant. I believe it was in the amount of $27,000. And Mr. Bennett is in the process of putting all that together on that end. There's 25 laptops, I guess, that we're going to be getting with the charging part, headphones, mice, and the wireless access point. We'll have a color laser printer, the digital microscopes, a 3D printer, a 65-inch display for the science lab, a document camera, OZABOTS, which will give the kids opportunities to do some programming, and 3D creation pens. Hopefully the 3D printer, the OZABOTS, and the 3D pens can be used during club time. And of science lab critters. The students named these critters, I just let you know. They have Sheldon and Shelley and Mr. Trowbridge. They are red-eared slider turtles. They're about 18 years old, and they came from a woman in Rutland who was getting rid of them. And then in the center, we have Quincy. Thank you, Mr. D. I guess that was Mr. D's son's Greek tortoise who he grew weary of, right?
He grew weary.
Yes. And that's about all I've seen of Quincy for the last few days that he's been in the science lab.
The part I didn't tell Mrs. Barber is Quincy's a commitment because Greek tortoises live to be 80 or 90 years old.
The turtle's going to outlive me.
Quincy's 5.
And he's boring. No, he's great. The kids love him. He ate a lot today. He was active in eating. And that's the gist of the science lab this year.
Nice.
I do think Mr. Trowbridge is the most fun of
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell
you,
we have the perfect person to run the lab for. She's excited. The kids love her. She's working hard. And it's been fun. I really can't wait to see it when it's really rocking. So we appreciate you guys supporting this. It's going to make a big difference for our kids. And hopefully we see our fourth grade science test scores come up a little bit less.
Great.
Thank you, Mr. Thank
you.
Well done.
Nice.
Thank you.
I think we're up to board member comments. If anyone has any comments or items they'd like to raise tonight, so that means we have none. Mr. D, superintendent comments.
All right. Certainly, like to thank all of our presenters this evening. It was wonderful to hear some information about the great things that are happening here in the district. We greatly appreciate your willingness to come out tonight and also meet for our students. It certainly doesn't go unnoticed, so thank you. Thank you very, very much. Want to share a couple of nice notes that we've received this past month. Mr. Trowbridge sent me down a letter that was received from Skeensboro Harbor indicating the residents of Skeensboro Harbor would like to thank the school children involved, and especially Mrs. Hart, for their wonderful vegetables that have been delivered to them throughout the course of the summer. They certainly appreciate all that was done and the donations made by the school. So very nice to see that, and certainly that our produce that's being grown in front of the building is being put to good use. We also received, Mrs. Barber actually received a very nice letter from Betsy Dixon of the children's programs in reference to our backpack program, the backpack feeding program at the elementary school, and thanking the district, Mrs. Barber, and our community for the great work that's being done with our backpack program. Just a couple of important tidbits of information from the 17-18 school year. 1,350 bags of food were distributed, equivalent to 8,100 meals. 13,921 pounds of food, 418 pounds of fresh produce, and the average weight of each of the bags were 10 pounds, 6 ounces, based on the data that they shared. So a lot of great things are being done with this backpack program. At this point, there's still a little bit of money left in the account, about $1,700, meaning we need to raise about $6,500 more to fully fund the program for the year. So thank you to Mrs. Barber and those at the elementary school that are actively participating in the program. Great thanks. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, now that school is back in session, a big thank you to all of our faculty and staff in the district. This was an exceptionally smooth opening this year. Mr. Trowbridge, Mr. Keller have both indicated that things went extremely smooth in the buildings. The buildings and ground staff have done a stellar job getting the building ready and prepared for our students. And, it was nice to see so many students' smiling faces. It's great to see so many up here. And we challenge you to keep coming all year, because you're going to learn great things coming to the Board of Education meetings each month. So, we're
program. We're going to keep track of, you know, who continues to come. Well, maybe we can get you some extra credit. So. Love to see you come. We've been in communication, or I've been in communication with the Revive Whitehall program. Again, I mentioned this at our prior Board of Education meeting, and what they're looking at doing is starting an after-school program. Looking at a couple of sites in the village and different ways that we can work with them about getting information distributed here in the school district as they get more and more of this program put together, and how we can help out with the transportation of our students to that site at the end of the school day. So these are all things that are being worked on, and certainly we look forward to partnering with this group if this is something that they're able to get come to fruition. Quick update on our SRO. Unfortunately, the individual that we had in place to take our SRO position, as I shared before, is unable to do so. Continuing to work with the sheriff, I've actually got a meeting with the sheriff tomorrow at 1 o'clock to discuss a couple of different candidates that he's had step forward, and how we might be able to work some of those details out. After I hear from the sheriff tomorrow, I'll certainly communicate that information to the board. We'll make sure we have a more lengthy discussion at next month's Board of Education meeting to update our community. Washington County Collaborative is a group of superintendents from throughout Washington County that have been working together for the past couple of years to better each of our school districts. And part of the process has been to put together a combined professional development day amongst the school districts in Washington County. We're again this year working on putting together a professional development day in October, working in PLCs, our professional learning communities by grade and or department, on a lot of our next gen standards which are coming forward over the next couple of years, ELA math, science. So we're looking forward to that work. Quick update on our enrollment. In 2017, on Beds Day, we had 708 students. This year, we're presently at 719. That's a number of students that are actively in our schools, not including our preschool students or our students that are in special placements outside of the district. We actually had over 40 new students register this summer, and the differential would be much higher, but we have a small kindergarten group this year. And that's a comparison to the number of students that graduated last year. So that delta is really the difference between the two, but we're still up from where we were last year. One of the things I wanted to mention tonight, and something that if the board has interest in doing this, I would suggest kicking it back to the policy committee. But I'd like to throw out that there have been a couple of individuals that have come forward and made mention of a potential change in policy in the district in reference to student pickup at away athletic matches. Presently, the district's policy reads that only parents can bring students home after an away match. The reason for that is safety, ensuring that the individuals that are taking the students home are indeed parents, as it is sometimes difficult for coaches to keep track of parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc., that are bringing our students home. I did have conversations with the superintendents throughout our region. Most school districts, with the exception of two, only allow parents. And I would also like to mention at this point that in an emergency situation where a parent is unable to pick a student up, parents have always been able to reach out and contact either the high school principal or the athletic director to ask for someone else to bring their child home from an away event. So that ability continues to exist in a difficult situation for a family. But given the fact that, you know, we've had questions from board members as well as a couple of parents in reference to our present policy, I wanted to throw this out to the board to ask if the board has an interest in potentially changing this policy. If you do, we can go back to a policy committee to look at a change. That's what I have.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
We want to talk about that policy change now, whether or not we want to kick that back to committee.
That's a good thing to kick it back.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
I agree with that.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get something scheduled up for that.
We'll do.
Thank you. else? All right. We're down to board and staff reports. Laundry list of reports here. Any comments on those, Mr. D?
Maybe. No. I would recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's report as well as the board staff reports as listed.
Great. So we have a motion to approve those reports.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Rock.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items recording board action. Board minutes of the August 20th meeting.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of the prior meeting.
Do you have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton, second by Mr. Dudley. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. CSE minutes.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the CSE minutes of June 18 and August 17.
Okay. We have a motion for that approval.
So moved.
By Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 2020 EF Educational Tour.
With great thanks, Mrs. Ramirez, I would strongly encourage the board to approve the EF Educational Tour trip. I think it's a great opportunity for our students to experience other cultures.
Okay. Do we have a motion for that approval?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Let's play a little bit. Any discussion on that? That's going to be during
April
break. Yeah, okay. Wonderful. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Spanish Club.
Heard the presentation this evening on Spanish Club and our reasons for needing it, and certainly I'd like to thank Mrs. Ramirez again for her willingness to engage in these activities with our students. I would recommend approval.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve that club?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion?
Yeah, soon the superintendent and principal will both be in the merengue and salsa classes. Is that a given?
I dance professionally for years. So I certainly look forward to participating.
Very good.
Can we get other partners, though?
Any other discussion? I'm distracted now.
That's a disturbing image in my mind. Although I bet these guys would love this.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Academic team charter.
Last year, Mr. E2 participated in the Postar Academic Bowl with a group of students from the school district, kind of on a trial basis. It went extremely well. Our students worked very, very hard this year. Mr. E2 is interested in putting together a official academic team. I think this is a great opportunity for our kids, and I would strongly encourage our students to participate in the competition. It's a lot of fun. I've been going for the past several years. Students participate at the Queensbury High School throughout the season. The top two teams get to go to nationals, which is either held in San Antonio, Texas, or someplace else that I'm not remembering. But it's a great opportunity for kids.
Sounds nice. Do we have a motion to approve that team charter?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Norton.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Spring training trip.
Last year, our baseball team went to Orlando and participated in the spring training event, and it was really a great opportunity for our kids. Got a lot of baseball in, great opportunity for team building, and this year, both our baseball team as well as our softball team are interested in participating in a spring training trip. which would be in April in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The interesting piece here is they're presently underwater, so they're not taking any reservations, but we assume by April it will be dry. With that said, the softball team would be bringing 12 players, two coaches. The baseball team, 12 players, two coaches. Total cost is around $17,000. They've already raised $11,700. They're well on their way. I think this is a phenomenal opportunity for our athletes. I love the fact that our softball team is going to go again this year. So, with a great deal of enthusiasm, I would recommend the board take action to approve this trip. Certainly, after watching both our baseball and softball team perform last year, I look forward to what's going to happen this year.
Absolutely. All right. Do we have a motion to approve that training trip?
So moved.
Second.
That's fast. Moved by Mr. Rock, second by Mr. Brooks.
Seems like you two want to go on the trip.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Is there any discussion on that?
I'll pay for myself, too.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item G, Dean of Students.
We had a little error when we appointed our Dean of Students. We neglected to add the summer days that we needed him to work, as we had when we had our prior Dean of Students in position. So I'm hoping to kind of fix our error, my error from the past, by not adding those days.
Okay. Do we have a motion to add those days for that position?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Leaves of absence.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the two leaves as indicated in your packet for two staff members for portions of the 2018-2019 school year.
We have a motion to make those approvals.
So moved.
By Mr. Dudley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations and terminations.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the resignation of Mrs. Jamie Williams from her position as teacher aide.
We have a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Waters. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I would also recommend, I'm sorry, I missed this one. The resignation of Melissa Beebe from her 26-week probationary appointment as a food service worker.
Okay. We have a motion to approve that one.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion on that? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have a few appointments. Is anyone opposed to these being voted together?
No.
Okay. There you go, sir.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the appointments of each of the individuals listed for the positions that are listed for the 2018-2019 school year.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Brooks.
Second.
Second by Mr. Rock. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Extra summer days.
I would recommend the board take action to approve the additional summer days listed for Mr. Montville and Mrs. Carey, both of our guidance counselors from the high school. We kept them exceptionally busy this year with over 40 new registrants, most of which occurred here at the middle level. In addition to railroad camp and other activities that both individuals participated.
Do we have a motion to approve those extra days?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters.
Second.
Second by Mr. Brooks. Any discussion on those? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use.
I would would recommend the board take action to approve building use for the Girl Scouts truck or treat. I'm assuming it's accurate. It's not trick. It is truck or
treat. It is truck or treat, yes.
So we're going to have a truck or treat on October 26th from 5 to 9 p.m. I'm not exactly sure what truck or treat is.
Trunk. I'm sorry, it is an error on my part.
Come on, you're killing me.
But it wasn't trick or treat. It is trunk or treat.
Trunk.
Are you sure? I am sure.
Okay. Truck sells. All right, so we're going to have a trunk instead of a truck. And right. Trick.
Do we have a motion to approve that building use?
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Waters. Second by Mrs. Arquette. I'm sorry. Is there any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have a school board information packet, which has been provided. And we're down to visitor comments. If anyone has any comments or questions on our agenda items tonight.
I have one.
Yes.
Since this is a public meeting, is there any reason why the appointments and leave of absences were just handled like daily, or you know, where no one knows who it is, or how is the public supposed to know?
No,
or is there a reason
no,
for that?
No particular reason that that was.
Usually in the past they've listed them all, so you know who.
Okay.
What's going on? If you're not in this little circle of school up here, you don't know what's going on.
So. Right. So you right because your
I'm
agenda doesn't have those
might
details.
Want to be considered. You know, to do that.
Okay.
Since it has been done in the past.
That's
or
true.
If
That's
there's a reason
point.
For not doing it,
I No, I think you raise a good point.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you like us to go back and recap
I'll
those for tonight?
No, I'll figure out some.
Okay.
For future.
Yeah, we can certainly
good point.
Make sure everything will be in the minutes so you'll be able
yeah,
to
right,
see
yeah.
all of that.
Right, right.
But you're absolutely
but
right.
But some people that come don't
yeah.
bother with the minutes. They come to the meeting just to
right.
get the information. I mean, they're not here tonight, but they're
right.
here another time.
No, I think you raise a good point. Thank
yeah,
you for that.
That's all I have.
Anyone else have anything they'd like to raise? Okay. I'm going to ask the board if we can adjourn into an executive session. I don't anticipate that we're going to take any action when we come back out of that. So before I ask for that motion, I think we'll if you folks want some signatures, we can sign off on those. Then we'll go into executive, and then when we come back out, we'll adjourn.
Are we going to say motion to go to executive session?
Yeah, so once there, I'll ask for that as soon as we get these signatures done.
I say we make them wait.
No,
sign off after executive session?
Afterwards, yeah.
I got to live with them tomorrow.